My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Ah! After 10,000 years, I'm free! It's time to conquer Earth!
Alpha, we just escaped. We're free of the evil teenagers with attitude.
Boys, turn that off!
Go, go, Power Rangers!
Dude.
That guitar riff is incredible.
31 years ago yesterday,
31.
Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers premiered.
Dude.
Do y'all feel old? And this is the original. Man, I don't know a kid who didn't like Power Rangers at all, man.
That's right.
I was all about Power Rangers, man. I can still name all the original ones. You had Zach. You had Jason, who was the red Power Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
You had Kimberly, who was the pink one.
That is correct.
Is it Trini? I think Trini.
Yes.
I used to say Trina.
I think it was Trini.
Trini was the yellow one.
I think it was Trini.
And then you had Billy, who was the blue one.
And the red one was from Houston, I believe.
Okay.
I believe one of the, our texters will correct me on that, but I believe one of them was from Houston. I think it was the red one. And I said that because I've said that probably 70,000 times. All right, that's enough. Turn it off. Turn it off. That's
man,
enough.
Man, come on, man. Did you ever buy your kids some of the action figures? I never had the action figures.
They dressed
before,
up as the Power Rangers for Halloween twice.
Yeah, man.
Twice. They just ran it back. They just ran it back, my two boys.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I tried it when I seen yesterday was 31 years. I tried to go back and see how it looked, how it aged well.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks so doggone cheesy, man. I don't know why they had
and the monsters.
Yeah,
they're all moving.
And my biggest issue was why they had the black guy out there trying to dance and break dance and all this stuff, man. They made this man a typical black dude.
Because it was the early 90s.
Try to flex and break dance. I'm like, oh, come on. But yeah, 31 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I still remember my favorite toy when I was probably about 4 or 5 was a, I don't even remember. It was a red Power Ranger, but I don't remember if it was a like action figure or if it was like one of those big candles that took off a cake, and I was just like, this is mine. Like, this is a toy now. And I had this entirely separate motorcycle that I put that, and it just happened to fit, and I would just ride that motorcycle around with the red Power Ranger, and I was good. I was in a good place.
It's crazy, man.
To be fair, real quick, as corny as it was, you got hooked on that stuff.
No, you did.
Like on the stories.
The stories
were stupid.
Yeah.
Well, you said story. The story.
Yeah,
it was the same storyline over and over.
The part that got me was seeing how they pretty much destroyed the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, they just came back to school. Like,
got it again, baby.
So I want to make y'all really feel old now. So I ran across this post from FanDuel. And it had all the father-son connections in college football.
Ooh.
Okay. Right now, so I'm gonna read off some names, and y'all tell me who the dad is, and if y'all starting to get a little old. Now.
Okay.
Uh oh.
AJ Vinatieri.
Adam.
Oh, Adam's son. What does he play?
He's a kicker.
Okay. Well, he went into the family business.
Like father, like son.
Sign him.
Kennedy Urlacher.
Oh, come on now. Brian?
Oh, yeah. Urlacher. Okay. Yeah. My bad. That's on
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Moose Muhammad III.
Oh, he plays at A&M.
Moose and Muhammad?
Yeah, yep. Moose and Muhammad.
He plays at A&M, yeah.
Yep. Does he also throw the football a little bit?
I haven't seen him do that, but maybe
yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, you got to keep that in tow. Hey, that might be helpful for you. Keep you out of that helmet during one of these shows.
That's right.
All right, this one I started really feeling old. Willis McGahee IV.
Oh, wow.
Oof. Okay.
I wonder what his dad's name is.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Willis because Andre was talking about those teams at Miami. And yeah. Boy.
I remember him pretty good, too, being an Ohio State fan, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
EJ Warner, a little, local guy.
Yeah.
EJ Warner. Kurt Warner.
Yeah, Kurt.
Son.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of
them. At Rice. Yep.
Yeah. Because he had his other son. Oh, what was my guy's name? He played at Kansas State not too long ago as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Pennington. This is the one that got me, too.
We Chad? Got a Pennington son?
Chad Pennington.
We got
Pennington.
Chad's son out
Chad
here?
Chad Pennington son. So that one, I was like, oh, my God.
All these so far, except for Urlacher, you can kind of see it's about time for them to have a kid in college, you know? But Urlacher, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
Just, I don't know.
Hey, just help.
Especially when you seen him out here with the when he started doing cheating with the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And he started cheating. I was like, okay, yeah. We know what's happening.
All right. Mason Taylor. And this is Jason Taylor's son.
Okay.
This the one that really hit me in the stomach, man. Antonio Gates Jr.
Okay.
Oh,
That one.
Like, dog, he was just playing like a couple years ago, man.
Yeah, that one too.
It does feel
I remember watching your dad at Kent State.
Yeah.
Hey, I was staying up all night. My mom, speaking of turn that TV off.
Yeah.
My mom was telling me, turn that game off. It was 3 a.m. they was playing. I think they was in the Elite Eight or the Sweet. I think they was in the Sweet 16 with Antonio Gates balling.
My brain, I'm always like, man, Antonio Gates doesn't get the flowers that he deserves. Is that just me being one of those fans that's like always talking about someone being underrated even though people love him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was not underrated.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah.
Kristen Driver.
Donald, we got Donald Driver's kid out here?
Donald Driver's.
He's a local too, right? Donald Driver lives in Houston.
Okay. He could be.
Yeah.
Could be. EJ Smith.
Another Aggie.
Another Aggie.
Aggies are getting the offspring, man.
Well, yeah. They got the price of a barrel is up.
Yeah, exactly.
Get people to come down. Now, you got to get your man Mike Elko to get them all pulling in the same direction so they can get
some
wins.
Don't worry about that. It's a done deal, man.
All right.
Christian Harrison. And this one is Rodney Harrison.
Rodney's son.
That one seems fair.
Is he also a menace in the defensive backfield?
I think he is in the defensive back.
Yeah.
My thing about every time I turn on that NBC broadcast and you see Rodney Harrison out here in a suit, I'm like, I know who you are. That suit doesn't make me think any. I know exactly who you are and the way you kick it. Don't do that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Eden James.
Edgerman James' son.
Edge.
Yep.
Okay.
That one
kind of hit.
That made me feel young.
Henry Hasselbeck. This is Matt Hasselbeck.
Of the Hasselbecks?
Is this Tim or Matt's son?
Matt's.
Okay.
Yep. And then we got Owen McCown. One Josh McCown.
The McCown made me feel a little old.
Yeah.
Almost
he was coaching him in high school last year.
Yeah.
That was part of the.
That's the reason why he ain't take this job.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, God, thank
you.
Yeah, that's a good blessing.
Another random one that I ran across. This made me feel, I guess locally as far as Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
DeJuan Wagner Jr.
High school legend, DeJuan Wagner.
Yep.
I mean,
and he's
legend.
Oh, 100 points.
Yeah.
Legend, right? Or more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I seen DeJuan Wagner Jr., I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those are a couple names that I found that kind of just made me feel old as balls.
Yeah, man. Right. And that's going to be what's happening during this weekend of college football really getting going.
Yeah.
You're going to be sitting there watching like,
oh, that's so-and-so's son?
Damn. I remember when you was little.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yeah.
Speaking of feeling old, I came across this poll and they said the average person only spends 5.5 minutes on the phone per day in 2024.
Take the under.
Yeah.
How crazy is, I remember being on the phone for like 8 hours with a girl back in the day.
Oh, daily.
We had limits.
Yes.
You know, because we had 5 kids in the house and it was like, you each get 10 minutes on the phone. And then you'd have to say, all right, I got to go. My sister needs to talk.
Right, exactly.
Boom.
Or God forbid you were waiting on a call. Everybody got to get off the line.
Yeah, exactly. And call waiting. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Click, click. Oh, somebody's calling.
So 23% of people under the age of 35 never answer the phone.
That's correct. I fall in that.
Yeah.
I got to have your number saved.
No, nah, facts.
Yeah.
But that's really more, honestly, that's more about all these spam calls
yes.
and stuff. Like,
yeah.
You don't know if a number is genuine, even if you have somebody like, if you have like that technology, or whatever, that yeah. kind of screens it, even then you're still not sure.
I'm actually surprised when I call someone that somebody gave me their number or whatever, and they pick up.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't believe I wouldn't have picked up.
Right. Exactly.
Or how about,
or they might be a bill collector also.
Yeah, or how about somebody calling you that you normally text and you on the phone, you like, dang, this sound weird talking to you on the phone. Like, we usually text. But, yeah, so 2,000 people were asked to name the most acceptable reasons for calling somebody instead of texting in 2024.
Okay.
So I got a little list that they came up with. Number one, just for general chat.
No.
So just checking on somebody.
Incorrect.
Knowing you're not working and all that stuff, just to kind of see what they up
Nobody
to.
Calls just to chat.
No, I have, but you have to have
Sometimes
certain
you got to call and check in.
It's some people in certain circles, right? Like, I feel like your close friends, you might call and just chat.
I actually texted a buddy of mine. Actually, it was, I mean, everybody knows him, Nick Wright. I texted him yesterday. I
said, well.
I said, dude, I haven't talked to you in a long time. And I texted him. I said, give me a time that we can call. I can call you or you can call me and we'll just chat to catch up. Because I can caught up with him. I've texted him here and there.
Sure.
But like, I want to see how the
he
family.
He might be too busy for you, man.
No, he is too
busy
for me.
He's big money
no,
now.
No, he is
you
too busy.
You got to talk to his agent first.
But that's part of the reason. So even when I call someone, I text them first. Hey, can I call you? Or
That's good courtesy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So number two, to inform someone of death.
Okay.
I would think that's number one.
Yeah, you got to do that over the phone.
Yeah, especially somebody personal. Don't text me and say, my dad died.
Now,
or,
if you're doing the setup, you just like, hey, call me when you get a chance. It's exactly. important.
Yeah.
Right? Like, then you know. Okay.
Most of the time when I get a call, I think somebody died.
Oh,
me too.
That's got to be real stressful.
My mom always do this. She'll call me while I'm doing the show and then text me and say, hey, call me when you get a chance. So I'm like, oh, bleep.
Who
something
died?
Wrong. Who died?
Yeah.
And she don't want nothing. I'm like, Ma.
I just wanted to hear from you.
Yeah. I ain't heard from you in a minute. I'm like, Ma, I'm busy. I'm working. Number three, to show support when somebody is going through a tough time.
Now, that one I do.
Yeah.
That one
give
I do.
Give them a call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just nice to see a name pop up that you haven't seen in a minute.
Yeah, that one. The first two I don't do.
Number four, to wish somebody a happy birthday.
A text on a happy birthday.
I'll call.
Nah. You get a text on a happy birthday.
All right, number five, when you're running late.
Never call, just text. I did it with you guys day before yesterday.
So if you, like, some people drive and all that stuff, so I think sometimes it's easier to call if you're running late. Be like, hey, I'll be there in a minute. So you ain't got time to text.
Nah, just text,
like that.
Man. Just text.
Number six, to book things like a hotel or restaurant reservations and all that stuff.
That I think that's actually...
Can't remember the last time I did.
Yeah, I do everything from just...
Shoot on my phone.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, we can book those online.
Yeah.
Now, the only time I call, if it's a problem, if they took extra money out or something like that, then
I need to talk to somebody.
I need to talk to a real human being.
Yeah. I need you to hear my voice and the urgency within it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number seven, to announce like positive news. So we're pregnant or something like that.
Yeah.
That could still kind of go in the text.
Parents
though, right?
And siblings, but like, I don't want anybody calling me. Like, it's just a friend. Oh, what do you do? Like, cool. I'm happy for you.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah. Hey, just want to let you know we're pregnant.
Okay. Could have texted.
Number eight. This one, to me, I feel like it's a no. Calling in sick to work.
Nobody believes you.
I'm not. Yeah. 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 So now I got to call.
You call and you're like, I really feel
bad. Hey, I just don't feel good. Nah, I'm shooting a text
faker.
Or email.
You faker.
Yeah, I will shoot an email, but I will also text you to make sure that you got my message that, hey, I'm sick and you're going to have to cover for me.
Well, I think that, again, with making a call, and I think this person from the 832 does point out something that's important. The big thing about giving a call to certain instances, it's the immediacy. Yeah. I view a text as like a low-level email, right? You'll get to it when you get to it, right? And I hate the people that are like, why haven't you texted me back yet? Because you sent a text, man. Yeah. Like, I'll get to it when I get to it. If you want that immediate, you give a call. And so in some instances, like especially in our work, man, if we're cutting it close and I'm not going to be here, I probably need to let someone know because it's real-time sensitive. Somebody needs to get to that place.
Yeah.
Then I'll definitely give a phone call as opposed to like a text or an email.
Yeah. Number nine is when you're lost or trying to find somebody.
Oh, that one.
So
okay.
If you're downtown,
sure.
I'm calling you nonstop. It ain't no text.
Yeah.
And number 10, to share some negative health updates.
Again, probably family and close friends only.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, that's all I got, man. Okay. Figgy Smith's tape every day at 1:20.
It's funny. The things that you were like, this will make you feel old. Not necessarily. Phone etiquette and texting etiquette? A little bit.
No, the one that got me was the average person spend 5.5 minutes on the phone per day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, man.
I'm above average if for no other reason than my mom gets on the phone and we're on the phone for about 30 minutes to an hour.
I do feel bad. I ain't know if it was because I was getting old or just getting lame, but I'll go a couple days without nobody calling me. I look on the call log. I'm like, damn, I ain't had a call since Saturday.
That's right.
He's like, nobody called
me. That was mom's to check in. Excellent.
Yep.
I'm gonna look on my Verizon app in the break. How many actual minutes?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Y'all still track minutes, huh? Oh, very good.
No, but on Verizon.
On the statement? No, I'm just like, I haven't even checked this statement to see that.
No, right. I don't track. I'm saying, I bet you it's... For the month, it's less than 10.
Hey, this would be the perfect time to be on the minute plan.
Yeah.
I bet it would.
Yeah, remember the unlimited?
There's someone somewhere that's on the singular wireless plan dating back to like 15 years back, if not more.
They got 120 minutes for the month.
That's Figgy's Mixtape. Catch it every 120, every day, weekday, right here in Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Drew McGarry, formerly of Deadspin, now of Defector Media. He does a Why Your Team Sucks series every year heading into the football season, and it turns its eyes to the Texans. We'll tell you why Drew McGarry believes your team sucks next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.